Well, one of the pleasant things about Christmas shopping is the pause for refreshment afterwards. And in Weaverville, the favorite spot for that is a recently opened little place featuring a gypsy fortune teller and called, with great originality, the Little Gypsy Tea Room. We find a familiar trio occupying one of the tables this afternoon. There's Herbert Anderson, his daughter Mildred, and our young hero, Dennis Day, all waiting for the gypsy to unveil to them the mysteries of the future.
Gee, it's sure swell of you to take Mildred and me out to tea, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, well, we only live once, my boy. I'm glad you're enjoying yourselves.
Oh, we are, Daddy. But how did you ever manage to get the money for it?
Well, I'm afraid I did something a little unethical. I promise you won't tell.
Oh, of course we won't. But what did you do?
I got up earlier than Poopsie this morning and went through my pants pockets.
Gee, I bet you hereafter she keeps the money in her own pants. Oh, I forgot they have no pockets.
You did it, Daddy. Golly, I can't wait to hear our fortunes. Can you, Dennis?
Well, gosh, I don't know. I'm a little scared of what she'll tell me.
Well, why? Have you had your fortune told before?
Yeah, I dropped a penny in a scale one day, and a card came out saying, "You weigh 153. Now turn over this card and read your future."
And what was on the back of the card?
Just one word. Boy.
Oh, who believes in a silly sidewalk scale? Princess Romagna's a real gypsy. She knows the truth.
Look, she's free now, Dennis. Call her over.
Okay. Yoo-hoo, Princess Romagna. Over here, please.
How do you do? You are desirous of consulting with the gypsy?
Yes. We'd like our fortunes told, Princess.
Certainly, dearie. Would you like just your immediate future, or can I interest you in something from the cradle to the grave?
Well, whatever you see in our tea leaf.
All right. Let's have your cup, dearie. Oh, my, I seem to see a man in your life. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, it is.
He's dark, handsome, very distinguished-looking, and terribly intelligent.
Oh, isn't she wonderful, Dennis?
What's so wonderful? She was looking right at me.
But tell me, Gypsy, are we going to be married someday?
Yeah. And look, do you see the four little specks of tea leaves at the side of the cup? That means you're going to have four children.
Pardon me, but one of those little specks is a fly.
So one of the children will be born in an aeroplane.
Oh, isn't that romantic? Now you, Daddy.
But I wasn't drinking tea, Mildred. All I had was a cup of coffee and a cigar.
Oh, that's okay. I do just as well with ashes. Flick a few toward Mecca.
No. No, I don't want to know my future. I'm content to just let my little poopsie push me toward it.
Okay, let's have your cup, Sonny.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Here you are.
Thank you. Let's see now. Oh, my, what's this? The leaf says there's going to be a big change in your life.
Gosh, really?
Yeah, and soon. Maybe even this very day. Or tomorrow.
Oh, Dennis, isn't that marvelous?
Boy, I'll say. Are you sure, Gypsy?
Positive. Kismet is about to take a hand.
Gosh, and I never even met the fellow.
Kismet means fate, sir.
Oh, can you see any more in the leaves, Gypsy? Can you tell me what I'm
going to... I'm sorry, but that is all the leaves reveal, Sonny. And now I have other customers, so if you'll kindly cross my palm...
Yes, of course, Gypsy. I have some silver right here to cross it with.
Silver? Look, let's get all the way across, shall we, with some of that stuff that bends?
Oh, yes. Well, here you are now. Thank you, Princess.
Shalom aleichem, I'm sure. Goodbye.
Gosh, just think, my whole life's going to be changed. Now, I may even have a completely new personality, huh?
Well, it's possible, I guess.
Boy, come on. I can hardly wait for tonight to come so I can go to bed and wake up in the morning and meet myself.
Oh, boy, what a wonderful time we had. That was really...
Well, so you finally got home.
Oh, hi, Mother.
Oh, evening, Mrs. Anderson.
Hello, Butterball.
Oh, Mother, we had the most
wonderful... That can wait, Mildred. You and your father step outside for a moment. I have a few words to say to this young man here. Alone.
Me?
Yes, you.
We'll see you later, Dennis. Come on, Daddy.
Mildred, if Kismet shows up, send him right in. I think I'm going to need him.
Dennis, I'll come right to the point. Do you know that my patience with you is exhausted?
Well, I knew that in my case it tired very quickly, but what have I done lately?
Are you aware that your room rent is 2 weeks overdue?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I realized it last night when I noticed that my bed was missing.
Dennis, I've strung along with you in the past because I hoped you'd change.
Yes, ma'am, I know.
But look at you. The same $8 a week job. The same miserable prospects. The same lame excuses about the rent for 2 years. You're even wearing the same sweatshirt you wore the day you came here. Is there anything to recommend you?
Not unless you admire consistency.
Well, I don't. I want my $12 or out you go.
But gee, Mrs. Anderson, how can you feel that way? It's almost Christmas time. The very air in this house should be filled with the Christmas spirit.
Well?
I can breathe it for $12, huh?
Exactly. And you've heard my last word on the subject.
Well, well. So this is Kismet. Gee, I can't wait for the next wonderful change in my life. I wonder what it'll be. Appendicitis or athlete's foot?
That you, Dennis?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Willoughby.
Good morning. I've been waiting for you, son. I have something to tell you. And it's rather big news, my boy.
Big news? You mean, is it something that will change my whole life, is it?
It's just that, my boy.
Kismet, at last! At last!
Eh? Yeah?
Quick, what is it? Tell me the glorious news. Quick, quick, quick!
Well, starting Monday morning, you'll be out of a job.
Huh?
That's right. I'm selling the store, son, so of course I'll have to let you go.
How could that Kismet turn out to be such a stinker?
I'm sorry, son, but you know I've always wanted a ranch out west. And now that I've found a rich young sucker to buy the store, I can have one at last.
Oh, I see. Well, Mr. Willoughby, this new owner, couldn't you recommend that he keep me on here?
Dennis, he's a member of my lodge. I couldn't do that to a fellow bald eagle.
Oh.
Besides, he's giving me $8,000 for this place. That's enough of a beating.
Gosh, $8,000?
Yes, exactly the price of the ranch I'm buying. Of course, I did want another place at $12,000, but unfortunately the bank turned down my application for a loan.
Your credit is no good?
Well, as a storekeeper, yes, but not as a rancher. They said unless I had someone in with me who knew all about ranching, they... Hey!
What?
Son, how would you like to be my brother Clarence?
I think I'd hate it.
I mean just long enough to go over to the bank and tell them that you're my brother from out west. That you know all about cattle ranching and that you're going to run my place for me. Then they'll give me the money for the ranch I really want.
But Mr. Willoughby, isn't that a little sneaky?
Certainly not. I'll pay back the loan. You think they call me Honest Homer Willoughby for nothing?
Yes, sir.
Well, they don't. Now look, Dennis, if you can put this over for me, I'll see that the new owner keeps you on.
Gee, do you mean it?
I do. And what's more, you'll get a $5 rate.
$5? Boy, you spend other people's money like it was other people's money, don't you?
Well, naturally. Now run over to that costume place and get yourself a Western outfit and a handlebar mustache. Then hop right down to the bank and get to work on Mr. Courtney, okay?
Yeah, I guess I haven't got much choice.
Fine. And remember, you're no longer Dennis Day.
I'm not?
Of course not. You're my brother Clarence.
Oh, that's right. Gee, I hope when Kismet comes up with my permanent change, I'll come from a better family.
Yes? Mr. Willoughby to see me? No, tell him I... Hmm? Oh, his brother. All right, Miss Flood, have him come in. That's funny. I didn't know Willoughby... Well, I suppose I might as well see him. Come in.
Howdy there, partner. I'm from the land of the Golden West, out way yonder there. Willoughby's my handle, Saddle Sore Willoughby of the B-Bar East.
You don't say.
I sure do, partner. What say we hunker down by the farm, palaver a spell, hey?
Well, I have no far, but you can hunker down in that chair if you care to. I'm sure you'll find it comfortable.
Thank you. You're right. This is darn good hunkering.
Good. Now, what's on your mind, Mr. Willoughby?
Well, it's about my brother Homer's loan, partner. Guess he didn't tell you I was going to run his ranch for him, hey?
He never even told me he had a brother, much less one that knew ranching. Why didn't he say something about it yesterday?
Settle back, son. I'm ready for that one. You see, he never knew until today that he had a brother.
What? Weren't you raised together?
Sure, but you know how close-mouthed us Western folks are. Ma just never told him who I was.
Didn't it ever occur to him to ask her?
Us Willoughbys ain't the nosy kind, Bub.
I find that story very hard to believe, Mr. Willoughby.
Well, give it everything you got, partner. It's the best I can do.
So you claim to be an experienced cattle rancher, eh?
You bet. Been a raising and a selling cattle since I was born. My pa had the biggest cattle ranch in all of Wyoming.
Oh? How many head did he have?
Why, one, of course, same as me.
I'm talking about heads of cattle.
Oh.
How many did he sell in an average year?
Well, he didn't sell them that away, son. You had to take the whole animal, feet and everything.
Look, saddle sore. When we speak of a head of cattle, we're talking about the entire animal.
You don't say.
It's a fact. Now, how many head of cattle did your father have on this ranch of his?
Oh, shucks, partner. I never could count them. We had about 1,000 cows and as many calves.
And how many bulls?
None. We figured bulls was too vicious, so all we had was cows.
Well, that's not a bad trick if you can work it.
It ain't, huh?
No, but I don't think you can. No, brother, are you a faker?
Hold on there, partner. Smile when you say that, or I'll stick you good with my cowpoke.
With your cowpoke? Oh, this is murder.
I said smile, partner. I didn't tell you to milk it.
Oh, you're a wonderful friend. You really are. Now, will you be good enough to tell me what this is all about?
Well, to tell the truth, Mr. Courtney, I'm Dennis Day, see?
Well, by George, so you are. That mustache...
Yes, sir, it was Mr. Willoughby's idea. See, he's pretty desperate for that loan, and he thought it'd like him...
Oh, excuse me. Yes? My wife's nephew. Confound my wife's nephew. Tell him I'm out. Tell him I'm busy. Tell him I'll see him tonight at the house. My wife's relatives, every time I draw a breath, there's more of them on my neck. Her mother in one room, her sister in another, and her two cousins in a third.
Gee.
A man's home is supposed to be his castle. You know what my wife has done to mine?
Looks like she's lowered the drawbridge too often.
Yes, and now her nephew and his wife. And this morning he asked me to recommend an obstetrician. Do you know what that is?
No, sir.
An obstetrician is a baby doctor.
Gee, maybe they're going to have, if you'll pardon the expression, a baby.
Oh, of course they are, drat it. But why do they have to come here and live with me? Oh, what I wouldn't give if they'd move to another town.
Yeah, I guess you... Hey, what would you give?
Huh?
Well, supposing I went to this nephew of yours and told him I was the doctor you recommended. If I could convince him that Weaverville was a terrible place to have babies, he'd move, wouldn't he?
Why, by golly, young man, you have brains.
It does seem that way for the moment, doesn't it?
Yes, and you're right. He would move, but fast.
Sure. And as a return favor, you'd agree to loan Mr. Willoughby and me $4,012 in cash.
Well, why the $12?
Well, it's sort of a down payment. I'd like to lie down again. Is it a deal?
Well, all right, I guess so. Here's my nephew's address. His name is Prentice. Now, don't forget, you're a baby doctor.
Okay. Gee, first a store clerk, then a rancher, then a baby doctor. That Kismet sure is a busy little guy.
Ha ha ha!
did you wish to see someone?
How do you do? I am Dr. Rittenhouse, Weisskopf und Co. Himmelschlager from way down Dorten there in Vienna der Dorten, if you please.
The doctor my uncle recommended.
The very same. Now, I understand that, your wife, well, the both of you are...
We're expecting a baby.
I'm almost certain that's what you'll get.
Gosh, I hope so.
Now then, where are you planning to raise this baby?
Where? Why, right here, of course.
In Viverby?
Why, sure.
Ach, du lieber, hach mir nicht kein Scheine.
I don't understand, Doc. Is there something wrong with that?
My dear friend, you want a fine fountain baby, is that not so?
That's not possible here.
In Viverville, they are just lying flat.
Golly.
I'm telling you, we got diseases here no one else ever even heard of. Did you ever hear of the Viverville creep?
The Viverville creep?
Every kid in Viverville gets it.
My gosh, what is it? What does it do to them?
For a year after they're born, they can't walk.
No.
Not only that, but when they get to be about 8 years old, all their teeth fall out. It could go on forever, but maybe you'd rather not hear it. Maybe you've already decided to move your little family away from here, yeah?
Well, no.
In that case, I continue. No. Suppose that you are a very lucky man who manages to bring up a baby who is healthy. Do you realize that in this town also grow the meanest kids in ganze Welt für stoppen zu reiten für lucken?
All the kids are mean?
Every single one of them. We gotta spank them the minute they're born.
My goodness.
Ach, and the delinquency here. 95% of the children in this town are juvenile delinquents, and the other 5% shoot pool.
Doesn't the town council do anything about all this juvenile delinquency?
The town council? Why should they worry? They're too busy putting through laws to make it illegal to put anything but saloons on street corners.
But what about the drug stores?
They have all been forced to go underground.
But suppose someone was sick and needed medicine in the middle of the night.
They would have to eat pretzels with it.
Good gracious. I'm beginning to wonder now if this is the right town to raise my baby in.
It's about time. My bolt was getting pretty near shut.
You know, Doc, I think you're right. Gwendolyn and I are packing tonight. We're leaving this town the first thing in the morning.
Good. Say, did I tell you how much calcium we got in the water here? Every kid in town is a bonehead. You better leave.
I already said we were going to.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I already had that line thought up, so I figured I might as well say it. Well, auf Wiedersehen, Lumka.
Mr. Willoughby, Kismet, I did it, Kismet.
What?
You're in, Mr. Willoughby, and all because of me. Oh, I'm grand, I tell you, grand.
Dennis!
You may kiss me on the cheek if you wish.
Kiss you?
Sure, pretend you're a Frenchman. Go ahead, have fun.
Now look, Dennis.
Oh, I know. You haven't heard from Mr. Corton yet. But wait till I tell you the news. You'll cheer.
What news?
Well, I've gotten you the loan for that ranch you wanted. This is a cheer.
Dennis, maybe it's you who should hear the news. You see, my buyer backed out. He phoned a little while ago to tell me the deal was off, and he was coming back to pick up his deposit.
Oh, my gosh. Then that means I'm still your employee?
Don't rub it in. It's tough on both of us.
And what about my $5 raise? Now, there's a silly question if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad it blew up like this, Dennis, but I don't... Uh-oh, here comes that ex-buyer of mine.
Mr. Willoughby, not that fellow crossing the sidewalk. It can't be.
What? Why, of course it is.
Oh, no, Kismet, no.
Hello, Mr. Willoughby. Here I am for my deposit. Oh, hello, Doc.
The gate.
Doc? Who are you calling Doc?
Why, this gentleman right here. He's the one who advised me to leave town.
What?
Oh, sure. And luckily, I found a store in Middletown I like even
better. Dennis, than... Why, you... You?
Mr. Willoughby, no. Be careful. Your blood vessels will spring leaks.
you, your own mother won't recognize you.
Holy smoke, is this the change I've been waiting for? If I ever get my hands on that kismet, I'll murder...